Would you pray with me? Jesus, we thank you so much that out of love you came to earth. And we just ask, Lord, that this morning that you'd enable us to draw closer to you. That you give us a revelation of your love and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. There's an African parable about a little boy who owned a small, beautifully carved wooden lion. He would play with it day after day, imagining that the little toy was alive, that it was his pet, and that it would follow him everywhere that he went. The little boy sometimes imagined that he himself was a lion, who would join the wooden one in crawling through the woods and crouching and making boyish lion noises that irritated little girls. He began to think that he had a lot in common with lions, that he knew a lot about lions. Then one day, he was walking down a path alone, as usual holding his friend, the little wooden carved lion. All of a sudden, he turned a corner and found himself face to face with a real lion, majestic, powerful, standing taller than he did. The real lion had a long mane of brown and gold hair, powerful legs, and huge teeth. The lion stood there calmly, proudly, looking at that little boy right in the eye. Completely terrified, the boy froze, and his eyes became wide with fear. A low rumble suddenly came from the lion's mouth. The tiny child snapped out of his shock, turned, and then ran all the way home. He knew a lot about his little toy, carved wooden lion, but he knew nothing about real lions. On Friday night, the youth and I saw a film called The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. As a third book in C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, this story features children who are magically transplanted from England to a magical place called Narnia.
This is C.S. Lewis's book, Narnia 传奇的第三部。这个故事是讲到几个小孩子很神奇的被从英国移植到一个很远的地方，叫做纳尼亚。
While they are there, they meet animals who speak. They have to face great dangers and great temptations, and they help the creatures of Narnia overcome the forces of evil. C.S. Lewis writes these stories as allegories of the Christian life, as fables that teach deep spiritual truth.
C.S. Lewis 写这些故事作为基督徒生活的寓言，来教导深刻的属灵真理。
One of his characters, the great lion Aslan, symbolizes Jesus.
其中有一个角色是一只伟大的狮子，叫做亚斯兰，它是象征着耶稣基督。
Aslan dies to ransom a child Edmund from his sin of betrayal, and then rises from the dead to defeat evil throughout Narnia.
亚斯兰因为这个男孩子叫 Edmund， 他犯了背叛的罪，亚斯兰就付出赎价死。
At one point in the first book, when the children are just beginning to hear about Aslan, they ask the question, well, is he a safe lion?
在第一部书刚开始的时候，孩子们听说亚斯兰，但是还没有见到他。其中有一个孩子就问说，这是一只安全的狮子吗？
Safe? Mr. Beaver exclaims. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe.
那个海里先生呢就说安全，谁说什么安全吗？当然他不是安全的狮子。
But he's good.
但是他是一只好狮子。
The problem is that we often prefer our small, nicely carved toys to real lions.
我们经常更喜欢我们的小小的美丽的木雕玩具，而不喜欢那真正的狮子。
We prefer images of the helpless baby Jesus to the real Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the creator and sustainer of the universe, who out of love made himself nothing so that he might redeem sinful people like me and like you.
比较起来，我们更喜欢无助的婴孩耶稣的形象，而不是喜欢那万王之王、万主之主，这位创造宇宙和维持宇宙的。他因为爱为我们成了一无所有，来到这个世界上救赎我和你这样的罪人。
On the west coast of India, on the Arabian Sea, there's a province called Goa that was captured by the Portuguese many centuries ago.
在印度西海岸阿拉伯海上有一省叫做 Goa， 在几个世纪前他们是被葡萄牙占领。
Passing through the thick jungles, you'll find old, old Portuguese churches very close to ancient Hindu temples.
当你经过热带丛林的时候，可以看见中世纪很老很古老的葡萄牙的教堂建筑，就紧邻着古老的印度教的寺庙。
This striking cultural interplay gives rise to one of the strangest things I've ever seen in all my travels across India.
这种很明显的文化互相影响，是我在印度旅行的时候看到最奇特的事情之一。
As you walk down the road, from the distance you'll see something that looks just like another Hindu shrine.
当你走在路上的时候，远远你就会看到有一个东西，好像是印度教的神。
You'll see a carved statue, incense burning, and perhaps even a garland of flowers around the statue's neck.
你会看到一个雕像，有点燃的香火，或者是有个花圈套在这个雕像的脖子上。
As you get closer, though, you suddenly realize that this idol is a carved statue of the baby Jesus.
当你靠近的时候，你突然认出来，这个偶像是婴孩耶稣的。
Some in this region freeze Jesus as an infant, as a statue of a baby.
这个地区的人把耶稣固定成一个小婴孩。
Then they incorporate him as a permanent infant into their pantheon of Hindu gods and goddesses and worship him just like their other idols.
然后他们把这个婴孩和印度万神殿里的男神女神合并起来，就像其他的偶像一般的来崇拜他。
With the same shrines, the same incense, the same rituals.
他们用同样的神龛，用同样的香火，同样的仪式来崇拜他。
They don't worship the man Jesus; they only worship the baby Jesus.
他们崇拜的是婴孩耶稣，而不是一个成人的耶稣。
They are playing with a carved lion, but they know nothing about the real lion.
他们和一个木雕的狮子玩耍，而不认识一只真正的狮子。
In the same way, many people in our own society like the Christmas Jesus. They like the baby Jesus we sing about in our songs, the one who gives us an excuse to give and to receive gifts. Many around us incorporate the baby Jesus as just another idol into their lives, lives already full of idols of money, of power, and of lust. They want the baby Jesus to make them feel good about themselves, to compliment but not challenge the way they live. They want to freeze him as a wooden carved image. They don't recognize that God comes to us in Jesus Christ as a lion of the tribe of Judah demanding all that we are. Luke describes two groups of people who react very differently when they see Jesus approaching. In the first group, we find Simeon and Anna, who worship God faithfully in the temple courts in Jerusalem. They were waiting for God's promised deliverer and met Jesus at the beginning of his earthly life when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to present him to God. The other group is also religious. We find this group in the synagogue of Jesus' hometown Nazareth at the beginning of his earthly ministry. One of these groups accepted Jesus for who he truly is, while the other rejected him because they preferred an incorrect, truncated, smaller view of who he is. Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph followed the Jewish law by circumcising Jesus and by naming him on the eighth day after his birth. They also followed the law by taking him to the temple in Jerusalem to present him before the Lord 33 days after his birth, because this marked the end of the mother's ritual uncleanness after the birth of a male child. According to Leviticus 12, parents were commanded to bring a lamb and to offer it before God when a child was born. If they could not afford a lamb, though, they were allowed to bring two doves or two young pigeons, one as a burnt offering and the other as a sin offering. Jesus' family was not only deeply devout, living according to the law of Moses, but they were also poor.
Jesus'
Suddenly, though, this normal presentation of a baby before the Lord became very unusual. Luke exclaims in chapter 2, verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout." He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. In other words, he was waiting for the Messiah who would come to deliver Israel from their suffering and oppression, thereby bringing comfort to God's people. Simeon was looking for God's chosen Messiah, waiting, praying, living in faith, knowing that God would someday deliver God's people as God had promised. Luke tells us that the Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. From this, we may see that he was an old man who had walked closely with God, who did not live in regret looking backward, but lived in faith looking forward. Simeon longed for the new thing that God was about to do, and he was looking forward to it. He longed for God's promised deliverer. The Holy Spirit moved Simeon to enter the temple courts through which Jesus' parents would pass. When Simeon saw Jesus, he took the little baby in his arms and he praised God. "Now release your servant, Lord, according to your word in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." His statement in Greek begins with the word "now," signaling that the long-awaited time of God's Messiah had finally come. He ends this portion of his statement with the word "salvation" by saying that he has seen God's salvation. Can you imagine this incredible scene? This old man is holding a little baby in his arms, looking down at him, and saying that in seeing this baby, he sees God's salvation. You see, God's salvation is more than an event, it is a person. To see Jesus is to see God's salvation. After blessing Jesus' parents, Simeon turns to Mary and says, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel." We know from Jesus' later ministry that those who fall are the proud, those who think they are righteous in themselves and do not need God's mercy.
我们从耶稣后来的事工知道，许多骄傲的人、自以为义的人、自认为不需要神怜悯的人，确实跌倒了。
And those who rise are the humble, those who are aware of their need of God's saving grace.
而那些谦卑的、知道自己需要神救赎恩典的人，也被兴起了。
Some interpreters think that these words apply to the same group.That Jesus will cause some to fall and then to rise.
有的解经家认为这句话是对同一群人说的，他们当中有人因为耶稣跌倒，但是后来又再兴起。
Simeon then goes on to say that Jesus will be a sign that will be spoken against. But when he is spoken against, the true condition of the hearts of those who oppose him will be revealed.
西面接着说，耶稣要作为毁谤的画饼，但是当他成为毁谤的画饼，那些反对他的人心里真正的意念将会显露出来。
And suffering lies in Mary's future as well, for a sword will pierce her own soul too. The affliction of watching her son suffer opposition, persecution, rejection, and finally cruel death upon a cross.
而玛利亚将来也要受苦，因为西面预言说，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。他将看着他自己的儿子被反对、被拒绝、被欺压，最后残酷的死在十字架上。
As confirmation of Jesus' uniqueness, a widow named Anna came up right at that moment.Gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
为了见证耶稣的独特，有一个叫亚拿的寡妇，正当那时，进前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得赎的人讲说。
Luke emphasizes that she was a true Israelite, the daughter of Phanuel, who had walked closely to God for many years and was looking ahead toward the new thing that God was doing. Together, Jesus' parents,Simeon and Anna represent the righteous remnant of God's people who are longing for God's deliverance and looking ahead to God's Messiah.
耶稣的父母亲西面和亚拿代表了神的余民，这些公义的人等候神的拯救，并且盼望弥赛亚的降临。
Their spirit-filled greeting of Christ in the temple at the beginning of his earthly life, though, contrasts sharply with the rejection of Jesus in his hometown synagogue at the beginning of his earthly ministry.
他们被圣灵充满，在圣殿里头欢迎幼小的基督，和那些在耶稣早期侍奉阶段，在耶稣家乡的犹太会堂里拒绝耶稣的那些人们，他们形成了强烈的。
In both cases, those who responded to Christ were true Israelites.
这两种反应的人们都是真正的以色列人。
Each group was religious and spent time worshiping in God's house.
他们都是十分虔诚，花很多时间在神的家中敬拜神的人。
And yet, Christ was recognized and welcomed by Simeon and Anna, but rejected.By the worshippers in Nazareth.
但是主耶稣被西面和亚拿认了出来，并且欢迎他，但是在拿撒勒崇拜的人却拒绝主耶稣。
Luke tells us that after he was tempted by the devil, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside.
路加告诉我们说，耶稣在受魔鬼试探之后，满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利。
He went to his hometown of Nazareth, a village of between 1,600 and 2,000 people, and entered the synagogue on the Sabbath, as was his custom.
Jesus came to his hometown of Nazareth, a village of between 1,600 and 2,000 people, and entered the synagogue on the Sabbath, as was his custom.
chapter 4 tells us that he stood up to read and was given a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He turned to Isaiah 61 and 58 and read the words that would come to describe his earthly ministry. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." He has sent me to proclaim freedom to prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind. To set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. After reading, Luke tells us that the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. They knew Jesus well. He had grown up among them. And now their attention is focused on him intensely. Jesus then says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." By this, Jesus claimed that he was the one foretold by the prophecy in Isaiah. Initially, everyone spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Part of their amazement sprang from their long familiarity with him. They knew his family well. "Isn't this Joseph's son? How could one of their own be the focus of steadily increasing fame that was spreading across the countryside?" Clearly, they were eager to see for themselves what everyone around them was talking about. Jesus anticipated this and said, "Surely you will quote the proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.'" From Jesus' perceptive words, we can see that they were interested in outward wonders and perhaps in owning him as their own local celebrity. But they were unable to face and accept the reality of who Jesus is and what he had come to earth to do. They were too familiar with him to see him as the Savior of the world. Jesus then declares, "I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his hometown." When he reminded them of how God long ago used Elijah and Elisha to help outsiders rather than their own people, they became furious. They drove him out of town, took him to the edge of a cliff, and were about to throw him off the cliff, something that was usually the first step in stoning someone.
带他到山崖边把他推下去，他们想要把他推下去的时候再接着用石头打死他。
Yet his time had not yet come, and he walked right through the crowd and went on his way.
但是他死亡的时候还没有到，所以他却从他们中间直行过去了。
That day, the sword spoken of by Simeon began to pierce Mary's soul.
那一天，西面所说的刀开始刺透玛利亚的心。
Why did the people in Jesus' hometown become so angry?
为什么耶稣家乡的人变得这样的愤怒呢？
Because Jesus would not reduce himself to their limited image of him.
因为耶稣没有把他自己缩短，去符合他们对他那有限的形象。
Jesus claimed to be more than they could accept. They could not believe that the messianic prophecies foretold by the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled by this young man who had grown up among them. In their minds, they had put him into a box.They had assigned to him a limited role as the carpenter's son, but could not accept that he was God's promised deliverer.
他们把他设定在这个木匠的儿子这个局限的角色里，而无法接受他是以色列等待了几个世纪神所应许的拯救者。
They could not accept that God's promised deliverance that they had been waiting for centuries.Would be fulfilled through this man. Because they could not accept his messianic claims that he was the Messiah, Jesus implied that they belonged next to the widows and lepers of Israel who missed out on God's work through the prophets Elijah and Elisha.
因为他们没有办法接受耶稣自称是弥赛亚的宣告，耶稣就暗示说，他们也是跟那些以色列的寡妇和长大麻风的人一样的，他们错过了先知，错过了神界的先知以利亚和以利沙所做的工作。
By failing to accept who Jesus is and what he had come to do, they were missing the new thing.That God was doing, the new thing that Simeon and Anna had recognized and welcomed. When Christ identified with them,When Christ identified them with those outside of God's favor and blessing, their response was fury. They were holding on to a tiny carved lion, but they could not accept the lion of the tribe of Judah.
They were holding on to a tiny carved lion, but they could not accept the lion of the tribe of Judah.
So often, we too accept a limited view of Jesus. At Christmas, we try to freeze Jesus into the idol image of a small, helpless, tame child who fills us with happy thoughts of family and friends.
在圣诞节的时候，我们也是把耶稣凝固成一个偶像，一个温顺的、弱小的、无助婴孩的形象，让我们充满了我们对家人和朋友那种幸福、快乐的想法。
But Jesus confronts us as our Savior and claims that He is our only hope.
但是耶稣以我们救主的身份来面对我们，并且宣称他是我们唯一的希望。
In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And in Revelation 5, One of the elders says to John, "Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah."
在启示录第五章，长老中的一位对约翰说：“看哪，犹大支派中的狮子。”
And John says, "Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders."
约翰说：“我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。”
And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open it, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons of every tribe and language and people and nation."
并且他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开机印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中叫他们归于神。”
How beautiful! And yet for some of us, how offensive.
这是多么美好，但是对某些人来讲，这是多么的让人讨厌。
The claim that Jesus is our Savior and our only hope means that there is something seriously wrong with us.
因为这个宣告说主耶稣是我们的救主和我们唯一的希望，这表示说我们有很严重的问题。
After all, the only ones who need a Savior are those who cannot save themselves.
毕竟是那些无法自救的人才需要一位救主。
The poor, the prisoners, the blind, the oppressed, those to whom Jesus is sent have this in common.
耶稣被差遣来是要帮助那些贫穷的、犯罪的、瞎眼和受欺压的人，这些人都有这样的共同点。
They know that they need help. They know that they need deliverance.
他们知道他们需要被解救，需要帮助。
They know that they need a Savior.
他们知道他们需要一位救主。
But those who are proud, who believe they don't need anything, find Christ's claim to be our deliverer and our only hope offensive.
但是那些骄傲的人，不觉得耶稣基督是我们的拯救和希望的人，这样的一个宣告，让他们觉得很被冒犯。
I recently had a conversation with a Hindu monk who lives here in Central Jersey.
我最近和一个住在纽泽西中部的印度教的和尚交谈。
He explained to me in detail his ascetic practices by which he hopes to ascend to moksha or nirvana.
他跟我详细地解释他希望借着苦修能登上涅槃。
He fasts, he chants, he disciplines himself so that he can ascend to holiness and attain perfect peace.
他进食，他诵经，操练自己，希望他能够达到圣洁和得到完全的平安。
I told him that I see a difference between our faiths at this point.
我告诉他，我们的信仰在这一点上有极大的不同。
I then explained that the Bible shows me that I am a hopeless sinner, utterly incapable of ascending to God.
我向他解释说，圣经让我看见我是一个无可救药的罪人，我完全不可能靠我自己上升到神那里去。
That is why God chose to descend to us in the person of Jesus Christ.
那就是为什么神选择了以耶稣基督成为人的样式降临到我们当中。
Jesus then took our sin and misery upon himself, bore it on the cross, and by his death removed our sin from us so that we can enter a relationship with God.
耶稣背负了我们的罪和苦难，他上了十字架，他的死除去我们的罪，使我们可以与神产生一个关系。
We do not ascend to God, but God descends to us.
我们不能升上到神那里去，但是神下降到我们这里来。
The Hindu monk then looked at me and he said, "That's the problem with the world."
这个印度教的和尚看着我，然后说，这就是这个世界问题的所在。
By this he implied that my way of thinking is limiting, disempowering, perhaps even harmful.
他这么说是暗示我的想法是局限的，没有能力的，甚至可能是有害的。
Instead of being the problem with the world, though, God's descent to us in Jesus Christ is the only solution to the world's problems.
但是神借着耶稣基督降在我们当中，不但不是这个世界的问题，乃是这个世界所有问题的解答。
This man was offended, like those in the synagogue of Nazareth, by the claim that he needed someone outside himself to be able to unite himself to God.
这个人他觉得被冒犯了，正像当年那些在拿撒勒会堂里的人一样，当他们被告知需要自己以外的另外一位来拯救他们，才能使他们跟神和好，他们都觉得被冒犯。Which
group do you stand in this morning?
今天早上您是属于哪一群人呢？
Do you find yourself next to Simeon and Anna, the old wise ones who knew their need for God's promised deliverer?
你属于西面、亚拿那些年长的、有智慧的一群，知道自己需要神的应许和拯救吗？
Do you welcome Jesus with joy, acknowledging Him to be your only hope?
你以喜乐欢迎耶稣，承认他是你唯一的盼望吗？
Or do you stand with the good people in Jesus' synagogue who almost became murderers after church one Sabbath day?
或者你是与耶稣会堂里那些大好人站在同一边，那些人在安息日的聚会之后差点变成了谋杀者。
Are you proud of your own righteousness, of all the good things you do for your family, for others, even for God?
你为自己的义行感到自豪吗？ 你为你家人、为你身边的人，甚至为神做的好事，让你感到骄傲吗？
Do you feel that God owes you something?
你觉得神欠你什么吗？
Are you offended when Jesus becomes more than a cute baby, when he rises up in the authority of God and calls you to repentance and new life?
当耶稣不再只是一个可爱的小婴孩，当他在神的权柄中站立起来，呼叫你悔改重生。
Many this Christmas are falling and rising. Which are you? May we each be among those lucky ones whose pride Christ shatters so that we fall, but in falling who look to Christ and who then rise in humility through the righteousness and undeserved mercy of God.
我们的骄傲被耶稣的被耶稣基督破碎而倒下来，但是当我们在倒下的时候，我们仰望基督，然后靠着神的公义和我们原本不配得的怜悯，在谦卑中站起来。
Amen.